Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, once again, Nick Essendelft. And Nick, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Kevin. How
good.
About yourself?
Good. I'm doing well also. We talked last month as the first of two listening sessions for the My Healthy Climate Plan were held, and I'm hoping that things went well with that first one.
You know, that first one went great. We had probably close to 2 hours of comments from, you know, a lot of folks, different spectrums.
Sure.
We had regular folks. We had people representing organizations, people representing municipalities from Ann Arbor to Grand Rapids to Detroit to Traverse City. Even had some comments from the UP. So
excellent.
We're really happy with the broad spectrum of people who participated in that first listening session.
No doubt. Well, if you missed the first one, there's a second one taking place on a Wednesday night at 6 p.m., isn't there?
That is indeed correct. It starts at 6 o'clock, and we hope, we scheduled one during the day and this one in the evening because we wanted to make sure we tried to capture people on, you know, different aspects. Someone might not be available during the day, and they could in the evening. So we wanted to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to speak.
Now, Nick, will this one be basically the same as the first one? So if people who heard the first one really don't need to tune into this one, or is this one going to be kind of slightly different?
Well, it will be the same in the sense that it's a listening session.
Sure.
So we'll be taking comments from members of the public. It's not a question and answer, but, you know, we really hope that people, even if they did participate in the first one, they still tune into this one because, boy, there are lots of ideas out there. People can still weigh in if they want, even if they talked on the first one. So maybe there's an idea out there that prompts an idea that they want to talk about, and they certainly can join the conversation. So if you participate in the first one, we're happy to have you here for the second one as well.
Very good. Now let's talk a little bit about it. It's the governor's plan, the My Healthy Climate Plan. Give us a little background on this, Nick.
Well, this is the overall ambitious goal that the governor set for carbon neutrality, statewide carbon neutrality by 2050.
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole lot of aspects that are involved in that. If you want to look at a big picture, there are huge changes to society and to the way that we live. So.
Yeah.
All those ideas, we want them to be brought to the table, and these will all go into what is called the My Healthy Climate Plan. It's due to the governor by the end of this year. EGLE is leading the effort, but we also have the Council on Climate Solutions. We have the Office of Climate and Energy participating. So hopefully we'll be able to come up with an idea that, hey, this is a little bit of a roadmap on how we can hopefully reach that goal of carbon neutrality by 2050.
Very good. Now, Nick, how do people get involved? What do they need to do?
Well, you just need to go to michigan.gov/climate, and you'll see, scroll down on the page a little bit, and you'll see a link to register for the online public listening session. You don't have to register ahead of time if you want to join that, the one we had lasted roughly 2 hours.
Nice.
You don't necessarily obviously need to be online the whole time if you've got something else going on, but, we really hope that you join in that.
Indeed. So michigan.gov/climate, go to the website. You can register there, and I'm sure you can learn more while you're there also about what the My Healthy Climate Plan is all about.
Yeah, and, we posted a recording from April's listening session, too.
Oh,
so, if you're not able to make either one of them, you can come back to that website and anytime once we have the one posted from Wednesday night and listen to what people had to say. You know, we had some great ideas from folks across the state. In the first one, like I said, there were some really big picture ideas, move toward electrification, electric vehicles, and forest management and weatherization. People also talk about, moving away from livestock and plant-based, diets and, banning idling of vehicles, if nobody's in the car. So, it really had a wide range, building codes was another thing that people mentioned. Take a look at the building codes to see whether the building codes can't promote more energy efficiency. So there really was a wide range of ideas, and that's exactly what we're hoping people bring to the table.
Very good. Yeah, thinking outside the box. The My Healthy Climate Plan, Wednesday night at 6 p.m., michigan.gov/climate to be a part of it. And again, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, I would imagine at your website also they could find more information about this?
We'll link to that from our website.
Sure.
We link to the michigan.gov/climate website, but that's really going to be the place where you're going to find most of the information as this council and as EGLE leads this effort to develop the My Healthy Climate Plan.
Excellent. From the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, Nick Essendelft. Nick, it's been a pleasure, my friend, and hopefully we get the same kind of great participation in the one Wednesday night that we had the one back in April.
I hope so, too. Everybody can come, and we'd love to hear what people have to say, and I appreciate you getting the story out and letting your folks know that this is an important issue facing the state.